Alfred, A-L-F-R-E-D, Abrams, A-B-R-A-M-S, 10-17-36, dated 10-15-2024. This is an 87-year-old gentleman who's going to be 88 in 2 days. Very confused, bedbound. He repeats his name over and over. He can't really answer any questions from the past. Then information has been obtained from Ashley, from Ashley's home, and Janice, his daughter. He has two daughters that are very loving, and they care about him very much. Janice was reached at 713-857-7223, period. Alfred used to work for the VA. Then he was a school teacher for years. He lost his wife in 2022. He's bedbound after he lost his leg above the knee amputation in 2022 when he went to the VA. They sent him home too early, Janice thinks, and then he got an osteomyelitis and required amputation, period. His family history, positive for MI and stroke in parents and grandparents. COVID immunization is up to date. Review of system. He's had a history of dementia for some time. He's totally bedbound, total ADL dependent. He wears a diaper. In the past 6 weeks, he's lost at least 5 to 7 pounds. He's become much more confused. He's no longer able to answer questions. He does recognize his family from time to time. He has decreased appetite and no longer able to transfer his requires help around the clock 24/7. Family history. Oh, surgery, past surgical right leg amputation above the knee and hernia surgery years ago. Social, he was a deacon, D-I-C-K-E-N, for a Catholic church. He never really drank much. He drank beer from time to time, and he never smoked heavily. Medication. Allopurinol 100 milligram once a day. Plavix 75 milligram once a day. Crestor 5 milligram once a day. 40 milligram Lasix once a day. Lipizide 5 milligram one time a day. Metoprolol 50 milligram succinate once a day. Let's see. His past medical history is reported as hypertension, diabetes, coronary artery disease. He does have wounds about his left ankle, which is deemed unhealable. He has dressing in place, muscle weakness, AMS, BPH, gout. I'm sorry, it's a right BKA. And history of wound infection. Patient is receiving wound care currently. Let's see if there's anything else I need to put there. Patient also has a history of chronic pain, has had sepsis multiple times because of his infection, because of his diabetes, because of his inability to assimilate. He's had a chronic atrial fibrillation. And a urinary tract infection and an altered mental status. Blood pressure is 110 over 60, pulse is 100, respiration is 22 or 2 sat 90. Heart positive, small positive, lungs with ectopics, lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, scaphoid, neurological, non-focal. Very confused man. Can only repeat his date of birth and his name. Skin shows decreased turgor. Patient has a diaper in place. Patient also has wounds, left ankle that are covered up and right toes that have dressing in place. assessment. ADA-year-old gentleman with degeneration, advanced senile degenerative of the brain, which has definitely worsened in the past month with weight loss, increased confusion, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, only oriented to person, protein, calorie, malnutrition, associated with atrial fibrillation, hypertension, history of kidney failure related to his sepsis, recurrent urinary tract infection, diabetes, history of tubular necrosis, nausea and vomiting related to his renal failure, pressure ulcers, lack of protein has caused this man to have ulcers in the lower extremity associated with his PVD, which he'll never be able to heal. CHF appears to be compensated. Hypertension, not a problem at this time. History, gouty arthritis, and coronary artery disease. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this gentleman. Thank you.